Smashing Closet Band. And here's the plan to steal all your cash. Smashing Closet Claw Machine. One new song and fit every week. Welcome to the Claw Machine. Smashing Closet Claw Machine.
Welcome to Smashy Claws Claw Machine, week 18, the Tom Holland song. You guys know Tom Holland, right? He's that kid who's playing Spider-Man now in that movie that's coming out on Friday. Something to do with Abraham Lincoln, I think. Something like that. I haven't seen the movie, obviously, but I'm thinking that he is going to be a pretty good Spider-Man. Maybe one of the best that has ever been. Because, I mean, just the fact that he's younger is that already pushes him far ahead of the others in terms of comic book accuracy. And I imagine a lot of the other elements are going to be pretty accurate to the comics also, because you have the actual comic company that created the character behind the film. Sony has relinquished their death grip on him and given the character to Marvel, so they can have their death grip on him. This isn't to demean the previous two incarnations of the franchise. I personally wasn't a huge fan of the Andrew Garfield films, but I guess he did an alright Spider-Man. It didn't seem terribly accurate. He was a little suaver than Spider-Man seems to want to be. But Tobey Maguire, I'm totally nostalgic for that. I grew up with that guy, so I have a gooey little feeling every time I think about it, except for the third film. The third film can fuck off. But who knows? I mean, Tom Holland's performance could be a big old pile of shit. It's yet to be seen. Speaking of yet to be seen, a couple months ago we released Chasing Bats, which was the previous Claw Machine superhero song. And we released it to coincide with Batman Superman, and when I recorded that week's podcast, I had not yet seen that film. But I recall expressing doubts that it would be a quality film. And now having seen it, I would say I was totally right. Fucking nailed it. And you're thinking, Austin, how insightful and timely for you to criticize a movie that was almost universally panned several months after its release. That is just, that's cutting edge. That is, you're on the forefront of podcasting, my friend. You're gonna go far, Mr. Ashleman. But I thought I'd let you know what I thought of it, because I kind of left you hanging a couple months ago. I mentioned there was a movie, but I never came back to it. What the hell? I'm sure some of you were crying yourselves to sleep at night, just fidgeting in your beds. What did he think of the film? What did he think of the film? Well, cry and fidget no more, dear listener, for I have relieved you of the mystery. It was a fucking mess of a film. Sure, it had a bunch of nice Easter eggs for comic fans, but the characterization was so far away from accurate to the comics that I'm surprised so many comic fans seem to like it, because the Easter eggs don't outweigh the inaccurate characterization of Batman and Superman. That being said, I do love the advent of the new conflict resolution technique for superheroes, where the two opposing sides will cease this pointless fighting because their parents have similar names! Brilliant! So I look forward to the scene in Civil War where Tony Stark is like, Captain America, my mother's name was Maria, your mother's name was Sarah, they both end with ah! Why are we fighting? Both our mother's names end with ah! Ah! Did you know that Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton's mother both were named Dorothy? That's a fact. I think election over, right guys? Thank you, Zack Snyder, for this valuable lesson in problem solving. You may note that this is a parody song, a riff on the old 60s Spider-Man theme. It's the first parody of Claw Machine, and I intend it to be the only one. I don't really like doing parodies. I take a lot more pride in doing original material, but if I got an idea that happens to coincide with a huge blockbuster movie, I thought it wouldn't hurt, and it'd fill a week, and it'd be kind of a funny, kind of stupid thing. So, you know, enjoy it or don't. I think it's funny. We'll have something, you know, more suited to those of you who like original material next week. But parodies are kind of a part of my songwriting DNA. That's how I guess I haven't mentioned this on the podcast, but that's the way I started writing songs, was parodies. I actually got into music because of Weird Al. That's a sentence you never thought you'd hear anybody say, right? In fact, the first Smash You Claw recording was a cover of Weird Al's Close But No Cigar on the Weird Al tribute album 26 and a Half from 2011, where there were covers of Weird Al originals and even covers of his parody songs. I'm surprised a portal to another dimension didn't open up when that happened, but you can check that out at weirdaltribute.bandcamp.com. It's a fun little compilation that we're on. The point being that the parody ideas, they flow within my veins, and I must release them lest I risk personal injury or something. So thanks for checking out Claw Machine 18, The Tom Holland Song. If you're not caught up on Claw Machine, you can do so at youtube.com/smashyclaw, but I'm sure all of you are caught up. You wait with bated breath every Tuesday for these, I'm sure. But I can tell from the statistics on my computer... I can tell from the statistics on my computer screen that the majority of the world is not a patron of ours on Patreon. So you can do that at patreon.com/smashyclaw, where you can keep this claw machine a-rollin'.